want to welcome everyone this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We started a series last Sunday, very interesting, titled, What is the Gospel? And the Lord has highly blessed us through that message. And in the course of the week, the Holy Ghost began to open my understanding to see deeper into what He wants us to see, to learn, and to understand as far as this series is concerned. And so I will urge you to follow attentively because you will be lifted, you will be impacted, you will be transformed. Last week we began to look from the book of Romans chapter 1 and from verse 15. Verse 16 precisely says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation." See, for unto them that believe, to the Jews first, and unto the Greek. Verse 17 says, "For therein is the righteousness of God, the gospel." Praise God. Paul said, he is bold to speak of the gospel because the ultimate demonstration of God's power is revealed only in the gospel. And we were trying to answer the question, what is the gospel? Because it is not every preaching that is the gospel. The gospel is not preached by everyone who stands by the pulpit. That somebody is on television doesn't mean he's preaching the gospel. Today we have a lot and a lot to look into by the help of the Holy Spirit. As we begin to look, answer that same question, you know, by the help of the scripture. The gospel is the heart of the Christian faith. The gospel is the thread that connects the entire Bible. From Genesis all through the Old Testament, major and minor prophets, into the four gospels to the epistles, all they were all trying to explain is the gospel. Praise God. So the gospel is the message of the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow. That's the gospel. The gospel is the substance of the faith of a believer. Anyone who is born again, or no one can say he is born again and he has not heard the gospel. You can't say you have met with God and you have not heard the gospel. You can't say you have the Spirit of Christ on the inside of you and you have not heard the gospel. So the gospel is the reason we have eternal life. The gospel, from the Greek word euangelion, euangelion, meaning good news or good story or good telling. That's the meaning of the gospel in the Greek. Good news. Good telling, good story. And so Jesus Christ is the content of the gospel. He is the substance. You don't have the gospel if you remove the subject matter, Christ Jesus. It will be any other thing but the gospel. If Christ is not the subject matter. And like I said last week, there are all kind of teachings that motivate men, that make men scream when they hear it. It doesn't mean they heard the good news. There are all kind of things people say, the way they say it, the excellency of their articulation, their grammar, vocabularies. Somebody was saying jokingly, he said, there's a church, if you have to understand anything the pastor is saying, you have to come with a dictionary. The gospel is not vocabulary. You can say it in Yoruba, in Hausa, it is still the gospel. It's not grammar. The gospel is the message. The message is a person. The person is Christ Jesus. Praise God. I'd like you to follow attentively today. So, I have said this before in one of my teachings. As I was preparing, the Lord, you know, reminded me again that the substance of every preaching is Christ Jesus. And any message or
preaching that does not have Christ as the substance is irrelevant. Throw it away. Praise God. The Bible speaking in Psalm 119, it said there's nowhere their voice is not heard. It's gone across the whole universe. He said the heavens are telling of the glory of the Lord. The firmament showeth his handiwork. That is the prophecy of the reach of the gospel. The gospel is not a local or a traditional message for a tribe. It is not something for the Jews alone. That was the misunderstanding that the apostles had early. They thought the gospel was only for the tribe of Israel. It's not tied to a tribe. It's a global message. That is why anywhere in the world, any race, any color, any tongue, any language, the gospel is relevant. As far as there are souls, the gospel is relevant. And that's why it's not everybody that can preach everywhere, except those who preach the gospel. Because there are things you will say in Nigeria, it's not relevant in China. But the gospel, anywhere you enter, it is self-contained. Can help any man. Rich or poor. Slave or a master. Somebody preaching the gospel of visa. You go to some country, you are not a preacher. Because they don't need visa. Visa is not their problem. But if you preach sound doctrine anywhere you enter, sound doctrine will meet the needs of men. The gospel. Praise God. The prophet of old preached the gospel, but in parts, concealed in typology, in figure of speech. What was it that Isaiah was saying when he said, no one has believed our reports? Isaiah tried to preach the gospel, but it was given to them in precepts. Until Shiloh appears. They could not preach him. The Bible speaking in 1 Peter chapter 1 and from verse 10. He said, this prophet who prophesied, they sat diligently unto whom this grace is given. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1 and from verse 10. Very important. Tap your neighbor, say the gospel is good. When you hear God is good all the time, the Lord is good. It is the gospel that reveals the goodness of God. Test and see, and you will know the Lord. It is the gospel. When you test it, the whole goodness of God is revealed. In the book of Luke chapter 2, the Bible says, and the angels of the Lord appeared and said, glory to God in heaven and peace to men on earth and goodwill towards men. Why? Jesus, the Messiah, was born. So, 1 Peter, chapter, very important, this scripture I want you to look at because we are going to take a long read, but I just want to show you something here first. Now, of which salvation? The prophets of old, when they prophesied, they could not comprehend their own prophecy about the gospel. Yes? They searched diligently. They prophesy of the grace that should come. Certain what? Or what manner of time? The Spirit of Christ, which was on them, did signify. Yes. The suffering of Christ. So all the prophecy of the prophet put together were trying to make a statement. The suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow. All that Isaiah, David was trying to say in Psalm 22, all that Jeremiah, Daniel in chapter 2 was interpreting the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, all they were trying to say, the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow. Can you celebrate him, please? Please take your seat briefly.
I'd like you to follow attentively. There's something I want you to see. I want to prove to you that the prophets of old tried to preach the gospel, but they could not preach the gospel because the substance have not appeared. They could only inform, they could only describe, they could only give in vision, in typology, what it was going to look like. But even unto them, it was not given unto them. Praise God. The suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow. And so if you read Isaiah, somebody should have me read Isaiah chapter 53 in the Message version, start from verse 1. You will see how Isaiah almost said Jesus Christ. Isaiah almost said it. If you find it in the Message version, let me read Isaiah 53 from verse 1. Who believe what we have heard and say? Who would have thought the gospel is the power of God? Who would have thought that God's saving power would look like this? Now, wait. Now, this was what Paul was saying, that God has used the foolish things of this world to confound. He has used the foolishness of the cross, that through the preaching of the cross, men might receive salvation. Go on, let me show you the message. The servant grew up before God. Yes. He doesn't look like it. Nothing. He was born in a manger. Nothing attractive. You cannot even look and want to take another look. He was looked down. Yes. Passed over. Give him a microphone. Come here. A man who suffered. The suffering of Christ. The man who suffered. Come on.
He knew pain firsthand.
One look at him. They turned away. Go on.
He looked down on him.
Yes.
Thought he was come.
Yes. Yes. It was a pain he carried.
A disfigurement.
Now, this was thousands of years before Jesus appeared. Isaiah trying to preach the gospel to people who don't understand. He himself, the preacher, did not understand what he was saying. But unto us it has been given. Oh my God. You came the best time. For unto us it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom. I'm privileged to preach the gospel. That was why Paul said, woe unto me if giants, prophets like Isaiah, could not preach him, could only speak of him in parables that they don't understand. Do you know how frustrating it can be a prophet, you see a vision, you don't know the meaning, till you die, there was no fulfillment. Jesus was the reason they became valid prophets. It would have been all fake prophets if he didn't show up. Praise God. Read.
All things wrong with us.
We thought he brought it on himself. They know that it was his sin he was, you know, dying for, yes?
That God was punishing him for his own failure.
Come on.
But it was our sin.
It was our sin.
That did that to him.
Come on.
That ripped and tore and crushed him.
Yes.
Our sins.
Yes.
He took the punishment.
Yes.
That made us whole.
Come on.
Through his bruises.
We get healed.
We are all like sheep.
Yes.
Who have wandered off and gotten lost.
Come on.
We have all done our own thing. Gone our own way.
Yes.
And God has piled all our sins.
Can you imagine Isaiah putting himself in the picture of those who will be benefactors? Remember, the Ethiopian Enoch was reading this typology when he was asking himself and was asking Philip, unto whom is this scripture prophesying? Was he Isaiah himself or which man? It was on this basis Philip opened the gospel to Africa. Hey, listen. It was on the basis of this prophecy that Philip began to preach the gospel. And the Bible says, as the gospel was still preached, the man believed. Based on type and figure of speech.
But there was a man who did not only, he was with Christ. So he had the first-hand experience for the word of life that we have seen, we heard, and we handled. In your lifetime, your life will preach the gospel. This is a good ground to preach the gospel to someone who have never heard Christ. It was not Philip that he was the one who was leading it and didn't understand this place. And the Holy Ghost spoke to Philip. He said, catch up with him. As he joined him in the chariot, he said, I have been reading Isaiah. Who is Isaiah talking about? What was the report that people didn't believe? Go on, please.
Everything you have done wrong.
Everything we have done wrong.
On him.
On him. Yes.
He was beaten, he was tortured.
He was beat high.
But he didn't say a word.
He didn't say a word.
Like the lamb taken to the slaughter.
Now listen to me. Until crucifixion, this scripture didn't make sense. Until he showed up on the cross. It was when he showed up on the cross that this scripture began to make sense to people. Because he is the message. He is the subject matter of the gospel. Go on.
And like a sheep.
Like a sheep. Yes.
He took it all in silence.
Come on.
Justice miscarried.
Justice miscarried.
He was let off.
He was let off.
And did anyone really know what was happening?
Nobody knew. Even Isaiah didn't know what was happening. Come on.
He died without a thought for his own welfare.
Come on.
Beating bloody.
Beating. This is a full gospel preached. In typology. Concealed. Christ concealed. Full gospel. This is everything from his birth. Because the Bible says like a flower. He grew up before his maker. So this is from birth, death to resurrection. His suffering and the glory that should follow. Go on.
They buried him with the wicked.
They buried him with the wicked.
Chill him in a grave with a rich man.
Hey, how many does that sound familiar? That it was a rich man who took his dead body and buried him in his own sepulcher. Go on.
Even though he never hurt a soul.
He didn't hurt anyone, for in him there was no kill. Yes.
Or said one word that wasn't true.
There was no any word he said that was not true.
Still. It was God had in mind.
Yes.
What God had in mind all along.
Come on. He was, before the foundation of the earth, this was the gospel on the mind of God. This was the gospel God wanted to preach to Adam. Adam didn't get it. This was the gospel he was trying to preach through all the prophets. He came to a point, the Bible says in Galatians 3 and verse 8, God preaching the gospel unto Abraham. This has been on his mind, the gospel. The gospel. Go on.
The plan was that he gave himself as an offering for sin.
God gave himself. That was the gospel, is that God, God gave himself as an offering.
So that it's seen life come from it.
So from that offering, life comes.
Life and more life.
Resurrection. Because the completion and the full explanation of the gospel is that Christ resurrected. Glory to God. So the gospel has been the matter on the mind of God before Adam was created. The gospel was on his mind. It was in the attempt to preach the gospel that tree of life was planted in the garden. It was the attempt for man to follow and believe the gospel that he gave a command in the garden. All along, it was the gospel God was trying to preach. All along. Unto us, a child is born and a son is given. His name shall be called Emmanuel. The gospel is God with men all along. Praise God. It is the reason we do all the things we do. The gospel. Why was it that I was born? Why did God tell me to leave secular job? Is it to have faith? No. Primarily that through my life, the gospel, that job you are doing has a primary purpose you may not have found. That through the resources you get, the gospel might be advanced. It is because you don't know yet. That's why the money is becoming a god. Praise God. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Take your seat. Somebody say the gospel. We are trying to answer the question, what is the gospel? And that's why the four gospel was titled the gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, because the central message is Christ. The central message. If you read the book of Acts chapter 1, you will see the writer of the book of Luke was telling Theophilus in the book of Acts chapter 1. He says, the former treatise I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and to teach. So, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four gospel, the central subject matter is birth. There were other people that came around, you know, but all of them were fulfilling a script. Pilate was necessary so that he could die. Pilate would not have shown up. There was need for Pilate that the gospel might be fulfilled. Praise God. Somebody say the gospel. So Jesus is the message of the gospel. Now, some of you would have heard stories of certain books that were removed from the Bible. Let me tell you one of the reasons they were removed. I'm going to tell you two reasons. One of the reasons some of these books that some people still carry about. There are some Bibles you will see chapters or books like Macbeth, you know. So many other you see like that. But in this average authorized Bible, you will never see them there. The reason is this. They don't have the gospel. Number one, Jesus is not the central theme of their writings. They brought in other people that were more elevated. They wrote about heroes. They wrote about great people, but not about Christ. They downplayed the place of the Messiah. So they were not necessary to be in the Bible. Number two, some of these books were written in the Dark Age. Between Malachi and Matthew, when about 400 years of darkness, some people wrote book. And as at that time, the belief was that God didn't speak to this earth. So anyone who wrote any book was on his own. For no prophecy of the scripture is of private interpretation. For men were inspired by God. So if anyone wrote any book, within that period of dark age, it wasn't God that sponsored it. God wasn't the author. Praise God. So mind what you read. Every book does not preach the gospel. Not every Christian literature. I gave someone a book lately from my library. Unfortunately, I've not read the book, so I gave it to him. So he came back and he said he read to a point he could not continue. And that he started and it was making meaning. But he got to a point, the man began to say some things. That's why you must be informed very well. So that, and you, your spirit will be able to dictate when somebody is singing, when somebody is preaching or acting drama. One of the reasons I stopped, if not for lately that I started watching Christian drama, at a point I had to stop. Their drama wasn't the gospel. Their drama portrays African tradition. I hate to dislike. I dislike to see in a scene where you are portraying that Jesus' name was called but could not conquer a demon. And so, the person will throw fire like this, and the person who had Holy Ghost will be shaking. That is not the gospel. That is not the gospel. It's not the gospel. Praise God. So what, I want to quickly tell you briefly about four or five things that the gospel is not. Write this down. What the gospel is not. What the gospel is not. The gospel is not the promotion of self and human ideologies. Write it down. The gospel is not the promotion of self. The gospel is not the promotion of self and human ideology. Paul was saying, say, for we do not preach ourselves. We are not preaching. Paul, there was no place. Paul was trying to show people himself. All he kept saying, when it pleased God, who delivered me from my mother's womb, who gave me the grace? I am what I am by the grace of God. So, the preaching of the gospel is not the promotion of self. Anytime you see a preacher come and start telling you about him and not about what Christ has done, he is no more preaching the gospel. It's called self-elevation. So, it's not the promotion of self. Galatians chapter 1 from verse 11, quickly. If you find it, let me read. We have a lot to cover. Galatians 1, 11 to 12. Quickly, if you find it, let me read. Galatians 1. I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which was preached by me is not accord, does not promote anything. That was why I said, for we know not Christ, we know not any man after the flesh. It's not the promotion of man. Yes. I didn't receive it from man, nor was I taught it. It came to the revelation of Christ. Praise the Lord. So it's not the promotion of self or human ideology. Colossians 2 and verse 8. Colossians 2 and verse 8. If you find it, let me read. Yes, and vain deceit after the tradition of men. So some people teach the tradition of men. They teach the rudiment of that is the principles of this world, of nature. Yes. Yes. Not after Christ. In him. Bodily. Praise God. So the gospel is not the promotion of philosophies. Today you see people start teaching the principle of this, the principle of that, the principle of how, the principle of what, the principle of all kind of principles flying around. So every principle is not gospel principle. Number two, the gospel is not a manipulation of human mind. The gospel does not turn people away from the truth. The gospel is not a manipulation. The gospel does not manipulate people to take what belongs to them. Anywhere you see manipulation, it is not the gospel. Let me show you the scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 from verse 2. Find it, Emery. Yes. Come on. Yes. Yes. Come on. With much contention. It's not of deceit. The gospel. Listen, there is no deception in the gospel. Now, anywhere you go, you see an element of deception. The gospel is not preached there. In any way a minister lie about a situation that didn't happen, he's not preaching the gospel. Even though it may sound that he's trying to help you understand the gospel, it is in truth that the gospel is preached. There is no manipulation in the gospel. So, in any form of manipulation is not the gospel. Any form, whatever way it is, either dramatic or theoretical, whatever it is that has an element of manipulation is not the gospel. Go on. It was not of deceit or uncleanness. Yes. Come on. We speak not as pleasing men. Shout hallelujah. We don't preach because we want you to be happy. That's why when I preach, I don't look at your face to motivate me because you may not like it. It's supposed to alter some things in your life. What I look at is my notes and the Bible. You can get carried away when you look at people's faces. Some of you who are preachers will know. Some people will so squeeze their face telling you, end this sermon. So we are not, the gospel does not preach, or the preaching of the gospel is not to please men, is to change men. The Bible says in the last days, men will have itching ears, seeking for themselves teachers who will tell them what they like to hear. So whatever it is that they are telling them is not the gospel. Because if we want to tell you what you will love to hear, then we will not preach the gospel. Praise God. Number three, the gospel is not a merchandise of for filthy lucre. The gospel is not a merchandise for filthy lucre. It's not a business venture where you gather people and use them to make money. I was sharing with someone lately. I said, okay, it was with my wife I was discussing. I said, some people will invite you to a program to come and preach. Not because they know you will preach the truth. Or because they know you will preach a sound doctrine. But because they know that when you come, many people will come. And in the numbers of those who come, they will be able to sell a lot of things and make them of their little income. So for some people, an audience is a business, is a customer base. Church audience is a customer base for them. So the gospel is not for business venture. We don't sell it, we don't buy it. And that's why when you get to a point when you start charging to preach the gospel, you are missing it. That was why Paul said, he said, I was chargeable to no one to preach the gospel. I didn't charge anyone, any couple, to preach the gospel. If we want to be preaching the gospel because of money, then you will lose the purpose. If because of money, people like us shouldn't be in ministry. Yeah. Because there are many things that can bring money. If you do business, you get money. In our generation, everybody believes now to make money, you become a pastor. They lost it before they started. That the easiest way to become rich is to start preaching the gospel. So, you know, after a few years, you begin to see their reason, their motive, why they are in ministry. Because they think godliness is gain. They think godliness must amount to money. Somebody was sharing with me. It was last week I was talking about a man who went to Abuja and said, God showed him in about a congregation of over 1,000 of people and said, only 2 people will make heaven. And everybody was crying. Because after him, maybe somebody. So, people didn't know why. And the pastor who told me the story too, he said he too, he cried. This question, the answer is simple. He didn't know the gospel. You can't know the gospel and be deceived. You'll be too confident. The day somebody gave me his message to listen to, and he was saying he saw people's chair in hair. He saw that somebody's building has not been completed. It's at lintel level. I said, who are the bricklayers? Be careful of these people who are always seeing vision. They don't read Bible. They are always traveling to heaven, not into the scripture. Be careful of them. I see, I saw, I traveled, they took me. Who took you? Stay with the Bible. That is the secure place where you will not be deceived. After I saw it, because if you don't know the gospel, if you watch that man's video, you will start crying for your life. Because by the time he start telling you that everyone who have ever had punk on his head will not make heaven. The day I watched the video, I said something humorously. I said, I have concern for Pastor Matthew Ashimolowo. I was telling that person, I was mocking the preacher. I said, this man who has babbled punk all his life, he has been on punk. Some of you don't know punk. Praise God. I started laughing. The man would say, say this message was one pastor. Pastors were the one distributing that thing they call gospel. What am I saying? That the gospel is not for filthy lucre. It's not for money. It's not for gains. That's why a missionary who is staying under a tent without a car, he doesn't have a house, is a gospel preacher. It's not the numbers of convoy that takes you to a ministration that makes you a gospel preacher. Wherever you are, as far as you have sound doctrine being preached, you are preaching the gospel. Either in the open or in the secret, either in the wilderness or on the television, it is still the preaching of the gospel. For us, gain is not godliness. Or godliness is not gain. So they gave him honorarium when he was going. After telling them that none of them will make heaven, they gave him 100,000 naira. And he said, no, it's too small. He won't make heaven, right? 100,000. He said, no. That's too small. They paid for his flight to and fro. Lodge him in a good hotel. Say, now call them back. I say, no, this kind of honorarium is too small for me. Their motive was not Christ. It's to use Christ to fill their pocket. Be wary of them. I will pray for you, but you know, you will need them. When you start hearing, you win anything they start telling you that you need aside Christ, run. He said, the Bible says, for you have all things. Paul is yours. Apollos is yours. The earth, heaven, everything. He said, for you are Christ. Christ is God's. All things are yours. So for someone to now tell you, you have to bring 50,000 naira. That's not the gospel. Praise God. Number four, the gospel is not a moral revolution or a religious cliche. The gospel is not a moral revolution or the gospel is not preached so that we can have character modification. The gospel is preached so that you can have a life. The gospel is not a moral revolution like the religion of Mahatma Gandhi that brought a level of moral revolution, you know, to the Indians. And he himself became a religion. That's not the gospel. The gospel is life. Say after me, I have the life of God in me. Because I heard the gospel. Say it again. Say, I have the life of God in me. Because I heard the gospel. So the gospel is not some kind of religion or the teachings of some kind of religion. Apostle Paul was able to decipher the difference between the gospel and religion. Galatians chapter 1 verse 11 to 14. Galatians 1. He was able to tell. Yeah, read it. Galatians 1, 11. Yes. Yes. Yes, go on. Yes. Come on. You have heard of my yes. In the Jewish, he knew he was no more in religion. He knew he now has life in him. Yes. Beyond measure. Come on. Yes. Are you in verse 14? Yes. 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 Praise God. I would have loved us to see a few things that people call the gospel today. Maybe we'll see these and close because of our time. Colossians chapter 2 from verse 16. What people call Christianity today that is not Christianity. What they call the preaching of the gospel that it is not. in meat or in drink. Yes. Or new moon. Yes. Yes. Come on, go on. Yes. Come on. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Go on. Yes. Mm. Yes. The rudiment of the word. Go on. Yes. Ordinances. Touch not, taste not, and do not, don't enter. I did not enter. Enter where? Do you know what the gospel did to you? And a whole you daughter of Zion say, I did not enter. Touch not, taste not. Now some of you will say, when you come on my jela, to require me, why am I far? Who does not the gospel? It's a lie. I love okra and I'm sound in the spirit. It's annoying. Many years ago, my cousin's sister came to visit me on campus. And I told her to help me cook okra. I said, boy, I really love it. And so she did it for me. So I came back home. I expected her to have eaten. She didn't eat. I said, serve me. I said, won't you eat? She said in their church, they told them to stop taking okra. Because when you take okra, your spirit will be drawing. Oh my God. You know what? When you hear such a thing, you know what you should do? You tell her to wait. Finish the okra and say, Leshu pakapa reteke. See all kind of teachings everywhere. Don't touch, don't eat this, don't touch that. The Bible says they teach men to not to eat the things that have been sanctified by the word of God. Those things are not the gospel. Remember those days when we're, you know, trained as, growing up as Alore in quotes, you know, just gifted. They were teaching us all these things. And we were thinking that is how to grow. We were thinking it's the gospel. Until we came in contact with life. Until we came in contact with the revelation of the word of God. If you don't eat okra, don't come to my house. Because I will serve you okra. Praise God. The Bible says, pray and sanctify and eat everything presented before you. Because it is sanctified by the word of God. Shout hallelujah. Go on, let's see and close that so that we can. They will perish. The reason they will perish, the reason they will not last, because they are mere doctrines of men. They are mere commandments of men. I heard there's a church that if a woman touch their garment, they are not fit to enter the church. What gospel is that one? That my garment, my wife can't wash it because she's on her period. That is not the gospel. Rudiments of men. They will perish. The Bible says. You may not like it, but it's the truth. Go on.
Which things are indeed the shoe of wisdom?
They look. When they teach it, they communicate some level of wisdom that it will make you want to agree with it. But it's in will worship. You are on your own. Yes.
And neglecting.
It makes you look humble, but it's false humility.
Not in any honor. To be satisfying of their flesh.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is that the last verse? Rise up to your feet. Have you learned something today? I pray for someone today. The eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. You will understand the gospel. You will live a life of liberty that has been given unto you in the preaching of the gospel of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, celebrate Him.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Can we package our tithe and our offering as we rise to our feet? Please, let's kindly rise to our feet as we package our tithe and our offering.